Our text for today is a portion of the Sermon on the Mount as it is recorded by the evangelist Luke, the sixth chapter of his gospel. The verses picking up right where basically the verses from Matthew, which we read this morning earlier, left off, beginning at the 27th verse of Luke chapter 6. But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. Whoever hits you on the cheek, offer him the other also. And whoever takes away your coat, do not withhold your shirt from him either. Give to everyone who asks of you, and whoever takes away what is yours, do not demand it back. Treat others the same way you want them to treat you. The tendency when we hear the Sermon on the Mount as a whole, as recorded by both Matthew and Luke, the tendency is, once it starts, to shut down our hearing. Maybe it's because portions of it anyway are so very familiar to us that it's almost like water off a duck's back anymore when we start hearing it. However, I think there's a deeper problem. That problem is this. We tend to hear the Sermon on the Mount coming from Jesus as being just another long list of those things that we just simply cannot, nor necessarily do we want to do. Come on, be honest. We read the Beatitudes, we hear them as we did this morning, and once again we say, well, no, not really. I have to be, if I'm honest, he ain't talking about me there. And then, right on the heels of that, come these words. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. And we say, well, that's not really me either, but to take it a step further, how in all the world really does he expect me to do that? I don't want to. The very thought of loving my enemy, of doing good to those who have mistreated me, of praying for them, doing good to those who hate me, no. No, simply asking too much. And the hearing shuts down right away. Well, as I have been prone to tell the Bible classes recently, somewhat recently, driving home one certain point to them, time and time again, they're going to get tired of hearing it. But when we approach a biblical text, it is usually a good idea to see through some of the particulars that are there to that which is permanent behind those particulars. The particulars will change from situation to situation. But there is a constant. There is a permanent something that lies behind all of the particulars. In other words, what's permanent behind love your enemies? Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. Somebody smacks you on the right cheek, turn to them the other one also. What's permanent behind there? And there, I think, is when we begin to mine just a little bit of gold. Then, I think, we are beginning to reach the point where we move past the whole idea that these are impossible for me to do to something that isn't quite so impossible. There are any number of things in the Sermon on the Mount, as particularly these verses from Luke 6, that we could dwell upon one by one. But as a whole, as a group, I believe that Jesus is telling his followers, and that's you and me, by the way, he's telling his followers one thing. And that is, in their discipleship to him, in their walking after him, in their following him, he does not expect that because they are doing so, that they will develop what we might call a victim's mentality. You know what I'm talking about. When we're wronged, it's the woe is me syndrome. It's the poor me syndrome. It's the look upon me, God, what I've done for you, and this is how I get treated syndrome that is so common to sinful man. The victim's mentality. The tendency for natural man, I believe, is to do just the opposite of the golden rule, as we call it, as we heard here in verse 31. Treat others the same way you want them to treat you. Our tendency is to do just the opposite. Somebody wrongs me, I'm going to wrong them. Maybe not in such a way as they have wronged me, but I'm certainly going to shut them off from my life. I'm not going to speak to them any longer. I'm not going to look at them any longer. I'm not going to do anything for them any longer. It's that mentality, the victim's mentality. This is how you treat me, I'll show you. That's the natural tendency. Jesus says his followers will not develop that mentality. His followers, in walking after him and looking to him as their example, will base their actions not upon the hostilities that have been heaped upon them, but rather his followers will base their actions on the principles of the kingdom of God. Those principles of love, of kindness, of forgiveness, of generosity. That's what marks a disciple of Jesus Christ in this world. That's the one who says, look, this is exactly how my Lord has treated me. He did not respond to me in kind. I slapped him in the face. He turned the other cheek. I have mistreated him by what I have said and by what I have done. But he went to Calvary's cross to die for me and to earn forgiveness for the very thing that I'm doing right now against him. And you see, when the child of Christ realizes that, that great show of love given to him or her by his or her Savior, well, then that child can't help, Jesus says, but respond in kind. That's the way we are. If someone does do nice something for us, what is our tendency? To seek to do something nice for them. It's the same thing in our relationship with Jesus Christ. No victim's mentality here. No, I'm going to repay you in kind. But I'm going to live by the principles of the kingdom of God. And your actions, my enemy, are not going to shape my actions. That's the child of Christ in this world. It goes against our nature, to be sure. But that doesn't matter. Jesus has called us to a higher road, a path that he himself took. And it is the path, most assuredly, which leads to heaven. And even a little bit of heaven here on earth. Amen.